This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The committee here at WFAN has finally made a call on our countdown of the most beloved almost champions in New York sports. And for those that are just tuning in, it's down to two. So we know the two. We're just not sure who's going to be number one and who's going to be number two. We've got the 2000 New York Football Giants and the 2001 New York Yankees. And in the next 5 minutes, we'll get that answer. We get to some of your phone calls. A lot of passion on Juan Soto saying earlier today in a clip from a new podcast he is doing in Espanol that he actually took less money to sign with the New York Mets. Let's go to Kevin in New York. How are you, Kevin?
Good. How are you guys doing? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thought the Jeopardy thing was great.
Appreciate it.
My question is,
yes,
and I asked this to Tommy.
Yes.
Is this guy the first guy that ever asked Juan Soto if this was the most money that the Mets offered?
I kind of think so,
this
because
is the first guy to actually ask the question.
I find that
hard to believe.
Well, it's funny you say that because I think back to his press conference. Right? I don't think anyone said point blank, "Did you take the most money?" So it seems like an obvious thing. But I don't recall, and I guess we could go back and listen to the press conference. Maybe I will on my flight to Florida. I'm going to spring training just to see if I have missed it. But I don't think anyone asked it point blank.
I also think this just needs to
because
be.
Because I don't think people really care, as Sean said.
They don't. But there's also a piece of context that I think is important to bring up now that I didn't think was important on Monday. And that is what Andy Martino had thrown out there on SNY on Monday. Evan, did you catch this?
Yes.
That Juan Soto, you know, likes his time in the Mets, but is missing his Yankee teammates and stuff.
Mm.
Very subtle. Really not a big deal. Those are his friends.
By the way, pissed off a lot of Mets fans on social media. I don't think we addressed it here. I did talk about it on the Rico Bronya.
Okay.
It was something Andy said during Baseball Night in New York. By the way, hi, SNY. Mm. It was on SNY. And I, after it was said, because I saw Mets fans were pissed off about it, I went back to find out, like, was he reporting it? Was it an opinion?
Right.
And it kind of came across like it was an observation, which is not reporting, but it's, by the way, he can say that.
Right, it's not.
Andy covers the team.
Soto was like, I really miss my Yankee teammates.
Exactly. Or it wasn't, I spoke to someone close to him who told me it. But I think it was more an observation, which is fine, which is why I never got mad about it, but a lot of Met fans did.
That's exactly my point. And I'm a Yankee fan. I didn't even take it as, oh, he wants to be back with the Yankees. I think it's just a natural human instinct.
Of course.
But that was
the whole season where you went to the World Series, you know, however long that season is, with the group of dudes. You become close to them.
So that goes out there, and maybe it's just a groundswell for however many percentage of Met fans that get upset.
Yeah.
Juan Soto and his $800 million worth of team, you're telling me nobody paid attention to that and got
funny,
to his mind, and that helps appease Met fans?
So related to that, that comes out. It becomes like a social media frenzy because Met fans were very angry with Andy. Like, like the heads were exploding. And then that night, the Mets were televised on SNY, and Soto was seen with a bunch of his teammates, like, hugging and laughing.
Yeah.
And that caused the firestorm because Mets fans are like, see? See, he loves it here. Look,
Who cares if he loves it here or if he misses the Yankees? Exactly. As long as he mashes and is great, and when the regular season starts, be happy.
That's it. Or just don't demand a trade. Like, don't become so miserable. Right. Like, this turns into Kevin Durant, and he's like, get me out of here.
Well, he's not going to be miserable.
I know.
Like, why do you think he's going to be miserable?
I'm not saying he's going to be miserable. I'm saying just don't be miserable. That's when I would care. But I don't know, and I think it's a stretch, with all due respect, Sean, to think that Juan Soto in an interview in Espanol that may have even been recorded before Andy Martino had his observation and before Met fans were freaking out, to think that the two are connected. Okay. I tend to believe Juan Soto is giving an answer that just wasn't reported from most of the media, that there was another team, whether it's Toronto or L.A., who happened to offer him more. The thing you should feel better about, which is why I'm surprised this is like a battle, it clearly wasn't the Yankees, so you don't have to live with like the disrespect that he left the Yankees for the Mets and took less money. That clearly didn't happen, so what are we upset about?
Nobody's upset. It's not a part of me that's upset. In fact, I'm trying to understand why any Met fan would care if he didn't. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's an ounce of Yankee fandom coming through me.
Well, you should be very proud, because we are about to find out from the committee number two and number one in Almost Champions. It's been a countdown going on all this week in which we have honored the most beloved Almost Champions in New York sports. And I'm very jealous, because the final two contestants are teams I do not root for. Teams that Sean roots for, and one team that Tiki was on. I mean, and I got to tell you, I love you. Yeah. And I respect the 2000 Giants. Is the committee showing some kind of pro-Tiki bias right now?
I think clearly they are. I mean,
why would they do that?
And they're trying to kiss your ass.
The 2000 Giants team was amazing.
It was?
Absolutely, no doubt.
One of the funnest runs you could ever have been on. And it culminated in the greatest game you could ever play at home.
And with all due respect to the Jets, there is only on this entire list one football team that in this town that reached a Super Bowl and lost. And I think we all can all understand, when you have a 2-week build up to a Super Bowl, those once a week playoff games. Evan, kiddo, maybe you'll learn it one day when the Jets get to a Super Bowl. Something still magical in hindsight as the years pass after a team has lost.
What I am so curious about in that regard is...
That's crazy when you say it like that.
Well, it's true.
It's the only... Yeah. The 2000 Giants are the only football team in our lifetime, basically, that went to and lost the Super Bowl.
Of Jets-Giants. Obviously, forget the Buffalo Bills. The Jets only went to one, they won it. The Giants have been to five, they won four of them. So, yes, it's true. And I've always been curious. Like, I've seen, and this list certainly entailed it, a lot of teams I've watched and rooted for. The 2015 Mets, the 2000 Mets, the 02 Nets, the 03 Nets, right? They were part of my life. I saw my team get close. Never seen them win a championship. I've always wondered, if I saw the Jets in a Super Bowl and they lost, what would I be like?
Would you be proud of them? Or would you be upset that they lost and they missed the opportunity to be a champion? That's an interesting question from a fan standpoint.
If it's anything like how I feel about the Nets and the Mets, I'd be pissed. Like, I still, as much as I appreciate those teams, there are still moments from losing that bother me to this day. So I assume I'm still going to have that anger. With that said, now obviously as we reveal number two, you'll then subsequently know number one. Here it is. The team that finished number two in Almost Champions.
Number two, the 2000 New York Giants.
Get off my coach's backs. Get off the players' backs. I'm responsible for the whole thing. I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game. I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, can get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
Dixon will take it from his own four. Up to the 10, 15, breaks right 20, 25, 30. There goes Dixon to the outside. It's a foot race. Ron Dixon in midfield. Ron Dixon's going to score. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. No flags. Lobs it back corner of the end zone for Schumer. He's got a touchdown. Oh, what a play by Collins. He just outworked the defensive back, Robert Tate. The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing.
There it is, the 2000. You should be proud. That is a good ranking. It's number two. So congratulations then to what finished in first place. Before we discuss this in depth, we now know number one. So ladies and gentlemen, the most beloved Almost Champion in New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
York Sports. Number one, the 2001 New York Yankees.
Trying to end it in five games. Cameron into right field. Spencer, Yankees for the fourth year in a row have a date with a fall classic.
So I got to tell you, man, I'm going to get emotional talking about this, and I am not a Yankee fan. I thought about this long and hard.
Right.
Because I have great respect for what your team accomplished. I have great respect for the Yankees. I have great respect, obviously, for the teams I root for. The more I gave this thought, the more the 2001 Yankees deserve everything. I don't like the Yankees. At least back then, I didn't. What they did is so ridiculous when you think about it. I want you to think about all this for a second. They're in the middle of a dynasty. Cool. They went to a fourth straight World Series. Mm-hmm. Cool. They're down 0-2 to the Oakland A's. Come back. Cool. They beat one of the greatest regular season teams in the history of the sport, the Seattle Mariners. That's all cool. But they did something else that no other team has. Not the Mets, not the Jets, nobody. I can play you clips from that World Series, the one they lost, and you will tear up, and you will get emotional, and your spine will tingle in a happy way, even though they lost the series. And yes, it has a lot to do with September 11th and the emotions we all felt in this city right after.
Right.
But what they did in that World Series, and I admit I was rooting against them, but the more I hear the clips over and again, over and over again, the more I'm like, man, what was I thinking? What was I thinking as much as I hated the Yankees? So I get it. In fact, I got to play a few things for you. Okay, because if this doesn't make you tear up, I don't know what will. Let me start with Joe Torre. I had never heard this before. The Yankees just beat the Mariners. 116 wins. They're going to the World Series, and they're calm, Teak. They're not even celebrating. It's a very casual celebration, and there could be two reasons for this. Number one, fourth straight, no big deal.
Right.
But that's not the real reason. The real reason is because how the hell could they celebrate?
Right, a month and a half after.
How could they?
Yeah, you can't.
And I think that's a part of it. So Joe Torre had a glass of wine in his hands in front of his players, and he made this speech that was captured on TV, and I must have missed it. Here it is, if you haven't heard it for the first time, after the Yankees won the American League pennant.
I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I'm going to try it. Guys, I have never been prouder of a group of men in my life. Whatever motivated us, I know the NY and your cap did a great deal of it because of what went on September 11th. But to be down 0-2 to one of the best clubs in Major League Baseball and to never, never, never doubt yourself. There's nothing that could ever buy that for you, boys. I want to tell you that right now. I am so proud. You are, and I've had some championship clubs. I haven't done this for a long time in my life, but this ball club will be remembered by me forever because you had heart as big as this city, and you showed what being New Yorkers is all about. God bless you.
Yeah! I mean,
yeah.
I think this is the first time I ever thought this. I'm listening to this when I was doing research, and I said to myself, this is the first time I actually regret that I rooted against them.
You rooted against them in this World Series?
The whole time. Yeah. I didn't like the Yankees. Like, they're in the middle of a dynasty. It's very normal, but...
How old were you in this?
I was 18 years old.
So you weren't old enough to realize, like, the history of it. Like, to be on the wrong side of that history.
Well...
Meaning, just rooting history. Because obviously, we're all rooting for New York.
But of course.
Fandom history. But I think in real time, because we experienced this as a Giant team, like, we were so much a part, at least we felt so much a part of that recovery, because sports was a distraction.
Absolutely.
As it became a cliche over those and during that time period, where it gave you something else to think about other than the tragedy that's literally sitting right in front of you.
Right.
And so sports was a tonic. That was, I don't know, it was so important and necessary, because where else were you getting that?
Right.
You just weren't.
You're right.
So when the Yankees went to the World Series, and again, it felt like it was going to be over quick, and then they blitzed through three in a row, or at least not really, because they went extra innings in a couple of those, but it just felt like it was destined to happen.
It felt destined, and like, I remember the arguments I had at the time, because I'm 18 years old. 9/11 was fresh in my mind. It scared the crap out of me. It scared the crap out of all of us. We all lost people we knew. And yet what I would say to people was, yeah, I'm not rooting for the Yankees because it's baseball. Like, that's it. It's nothing personal. I love my city. I can't root for the Yankees. It's like, there's nothing crazy about that. And I've stood by that for 20 years. Like, why wouldn't I? But I think listening back to that, listening back to some of the, we got to play two more of that. I mean, I'm going to hear it. I'm going to get teared up. And I can't believe it because I didn't like the Yankees at the time. Made me think, oh my God, they're doing this. And the one that really jumps out at me, I know I sent you a few, Tommy. It's the Brocious one. So the Yankees were down 2-0. They win game three. They stunningly win game four. That's when Tino the Bambino hit the home run to tie it. The next night, they're in the same situation. And Scott Brocious hit a home run to tie it. I think this is John Sterling's greatest call of his entire career. I don't think there's anything better than this. And this is why, to me, no offense to any other team that we talked about, your team, the Mets teams, it is just not close. It's always been the 0-1 Yankees. It should be the 0-1 Yankees. We need to acknowledge the 0-1 Yankees, because no team could lose a series or a game and have moments that still make you tear up and smile the way the 0-1 Yankees. Here's Scott Brocious tying the game in the ninth inning of Game 5.
Posada is the base runner, so Brocious, of course, the tying run with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Now Kim, 1-0. Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brocious. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history. Scott Brocious ties the game with a two-run home run. What was it Al Michaels said?
Tremendous call by John, and a tremendous series, even though they lost. More on this in a few minutes, but we have a Jalen Brunson update. So let's go to our Jalen Brunson ankle desk and find out the latest. Of course, late last night in the game against the Lakers in overtime, it appeared to be a sprained ankle. We opened the show with it at 2 o'clock. Obviously, big concerns about the severity of it. What's the latest on Jalen Brunson?
Okay, this is from Ian Begley, of course, SNY. I don't know the severity of JB's ankle injury, but the x-ray of the injury last night came back negative. Well, initial image showed no broken bones.
So that's good.
Well, it's not the bones you worry about. It's the ligaments that you have to worry about.
So what does that tell you, if anything?
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was a broken bone. It's the ligament damage that determines the grade of the sprain, as we were talking about earlier, whether that's grade 1, 2, or 3. 3 obviously is a long time, 3 to 6 months. Weeks, whereas grade 1, it could be a couple weeks.
Yeah, grade 1 is 1 to 2 weeks. Grade 2 is 3 to 6. A grade 3, which is a disaster, is 6 to 12.
Yes.
Which is the playoffs, clearly.
Right. Right. I mean, that's months. If it's the back end of that, he's not playing for the rest of the season.
So that determination doesn't tell us really the answer.
No, it doesn't.
So it's an update, but it's still not the update I think we're looking for. And I wonder sometimes with the Knicks, are we going to get that update? Are we going to get, okay, here's what it is. It's a grade one, it's a grade two, it's a grade three. Or will this be kind of clouded in mystery for a while?
I would guess the way they do business, it's going to be clouded in mystery. We're not going to find out. It's just one of these days. Hopefully it's in the next couple of weeks. He'll be questionable.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.